We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here till 2 o'clock today, Maggie and Bart come your way. Doug Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. You know the deal. We're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. Bro, even with the Giants leading at halftime like they were 17-3, I got to tell you, I never for a second did I think they're going to win this game. I got to tell you that.
You know,
I don't
crazy.
Know how you felt, but I did feel that
way. It's crazy. They're up 17-3. The Eagles' first two drives of the second half is just nothing. I mean, their only first down was a roughing the passer on Leonard Williams. They're doing nothing offensively. They're losing wide receivers by the second. Basically, their offense is a bunch of tight ends and, Boston Scott. And yet, I felt the same way. Even though the Eagles were giving you no reason to believe they were going to come back. And I think the reason you thought that, the reason I thought that, the reason probably most Giant fans thought that, is something Saquon said after the game. Saquon Barkley said, "We are a team that just finds ways to lose."
Yep, no doubt.
And I think you watched this game knowing this is who the Giants are. They are going to find a way to lose this football game. And they found it. They found it by Boston Scott becoming this big weapon for Carson Wentz. They found it by an offense. And to me, it was more the offense than anything. In the second half of this game, they were a three-and-out machine. How many plays did they even run in the second half of this game?
Oh, terrible.
How many first downs did they even have
in the
second half?
How many yards did they have in the second half, the Giants?
Nothing. And that was after such a promising offensive first half where Eli Manning and Darius Slayton had this great connection.
No doubt.
Reminding you of the connection that Daniel Jones had with Darius Slayton. And so the offense was just completely non-existent in the second half. The head coach had some bizarre play calls. I mean, he calls a flea flicker on 3rd and 14? What the hell was that? That was one of the stupidest play calls I've seen from this guy. So I'm not putting it all on the play calling.
No.
I'll put it on the quarterback. He was terrible in the second half.
Yeah, he didn't do anything. But then nobody did in the second half.
Nobody did.
And
but,
even with that, they still had a chance down 17-10, in the last couple minutes of the game. And maybe the biggest play of this game is that defensive, which is that penalty. No penalty bothers me more than the defensive hold, illegal contact on 3rd and 10.
3rd and 10, yeah.
Which was the killer.
That was an absolute killer.
It was the killer.
It was not only a killer because, A, they get off the field, but, B, they would have gotten great field position because the Eagles were buried back at their own 15-yard line at that point. The problem is Sam Beal got exposed in this game.
He did.
Sam Beal was called for another penalty on that drive, even though it wasn't accepted because they didn't need it. And so it is a penalty that bothers you, but you still have a chance to get off the field. And what's got to kill you is on 3rd and 1, Lawrence makes a great play, stopping Scott, in which now it's a 4th and 1 from their own 29-yard line. And you're thinking, oh, my God, I mean, Doug Peterson's actually going to go for this. What a gutsy call. If we can get off the field again and make another big stop, we're going to win the game. And Carson Wentz's sneak worked a couple of times in this game, and he was able to push for the extra yard. So the defense had chances to get off the field on that drive. But, yeah, that illegal contact by Beal certainly set the wheels in motion.
And even early in the game, I mean, they had that big stop early in the game. It actually looked like Leonard Williams like actually showed up and played last night for a while. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wow, is that Leonard Williams actually making plays? Because he made that play on that 4th down.
Yep.
Remember, he caused a fumble. I mean, he wouldn't have got the ball back.
It didn't matter.
It didn't matter if it was a fumble or not. But they make that big stop. The Giants have great field position, and they got nothing out of it.
Yeah, they did nothing. They did nothing. They had a hole by Jalapio, which set them back. Saquon got stopped. Actually, Saquon had a big run on the Jalapio.
Right, exactly. Which was generally seems to happen, by the way.
But you know what? As much of a missed opportunity as that was, after that, the offense did start
they
to click. They had
they
the
did.
Two really or three yep. really good drives in a row, the touchdown drive, the field goal
and
drive.
And some terrific throws by Eli, especially the one down the sideline. Not necessarily the two touchdowns, but the one down the sideline to set up the field goal to Slayton.
Oh, absolutely.
Beautiful.
Look, I mean, Eli Manning in the first half of this game looked pretty good.
He looked real good.
He looked good. The offense looked functional. Yep. I mean, they put up 17 points. They scored on half their drives. They were looking like a functional NFL football team. Same for the defense, even if you just want to say it's all the Eagles and they look terrible and they couldn't figure out. They couldn't get their running game going. We know how down receivers they were, especially when Alshon Jeffrey got banged up. But you felt at least positive about what you were seeing in the first half. But I think as a Giant fan in 2019 and really the last few years, you're accustomed to things changing very quickly. You're accustomed to the shoe dropping. And the shoe was going to drop. And it dropped because that offense was broken in the second half. And I thought the worst part was when Eli Manning got like a pinky touched him and he went down for a sack. I thought that was awful. Like, well, you got somebody whispered to him and he falls down to the ground. I thought that was a horrible sack that he took.
Well. I don't think Eli's going to get hit too much these days.
I understand, but it
wasn't good. I'm just saying. I understand.
What's he saving it for?
I don't know.
This is his
I think
chance.
He's going to start next week, too, isn't he? Well, I heard he's starting against Miami, too.
Look, Daniel Jones is hurt. Daniel Jones may not start for the rest of the season.
There you go.
But it was really a tale of two halves for Eli Manning.
Yep.
And a tale of two halves for this
Eagles.
Defense.
And Eagles, too.
And the Philadelphia Eagles. They figured it out. It was just another in the long line of pathetic Giant losses over the last bunch of years. And in this Pat Shurmur era, which, I mean, is clearly going to end very, very soon. They'll give him till the rest of the season.
Oh, yeah, he's done after the year. But Black Monday, he's gone.
And what's crazy is when the Eagles win the coin toss and they get the football to start overtime, I mean, it was so easy.
Yep. Too
boom,
easy.
Boom, 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 right down the field.
Yep.
Perkins is making a big play. Sanders is making a big play. Boston Scott. I want to call him Dallas Scott. I'm thinking of the city. I got to get it right. Boston Scott.
Dallas Scott.
I don't know why. It just sounds better to me.
Sounds better.
And then Zach Ertz is wide open. I mean,
for the game-winning touchdown, nobody near him.
And that was fitting. Was that not fitting for that to be the game-winning touchdown?
Yeah, especially to the tight end, too.
Of course.
What else do they have for tight ends?
Well, that was it. They were running three tight ends out there. And if you look at the drive where they tied the game, it was the same thing. How many times was Dallas Goedert wide open?
Yep,
that was
yep.
the big play that set them up at the 13-yard line. There was nobody near him. And that has become kind of the trademark of this defense. There's going to be a couple of just complete breakdowns where a wide receiver is wide open. And that's exactly what happened. And by the way, Carson Wentz wasn't helped out a lot because, again, there were some drops in this game.
Yep.
Ward had a big drop on a 3rd-and-11 right before Elliott missed the long field goal. So the Eagle offense was broken. Jay Ajayi had a drop.
But they've dropped the put. I mean, I don't know how many passes they've dropped this year, but that's been their MO all year.
No, that
the Eagles.
And Nelson Agholor wasn't even out there to pick up a few of them.
Right.
But early in this game, I thought Carson Wentz was very inaccurate. The Eagles looked like a completely broken football team. And the Giants had a chance to take advantage of it, and to a degree they did. The problem is they were a completely different team in the fourth quarter and overtime in this game, and it's just another in the long line of pathetic Giant losses.
9 straight losses for the Giants, which matches their all-time record from the brutal 1976 season.
Because this is the height of Giant patheticness.
Yeah.
We are hitting it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, man.
And I don't know when or how it's changing. I mean, we could sit here all day and say, oh, good news, they're going to hire a new head coach. Well, they did that with Ben McAdoo.
Right.
They got rid of Ben McAdoo.
They got to get one right here now because the last two guys were certainly not the right guys.
No.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. So maybe
Maybe
the third time's a charm here now. And
you know what else was terrible? So when the Eagles come back and tie the game, Ertz catches the touchdown. It's a 17-17 game with a minute 53 to go. Kind of similar to the Jets situation.
Yep, yep.
All right, you have the football. It's a minute 53 left. You got plenty of time. You have Eli Manning. I mean, the Monday Night Crew is building it up like it's the storybook.
Well, Slayton had a big, as good as a game as he had, he has a big drop there.
He should have made that play.
No doubt about it.
I mean, Sidney Jones made contact, but still, I think that's a catch Slayton has to make. But how is it possible? I know it doesn't really come back and burn them, but the Giants get the ball with a minute 53 to go, and the Eagles got the ball back 18 seconds later or 28 seconds later. How is that possible?
Yeah, well.
I mean, I think if you're Shurmur, first of all, you want to actually get a first down, which they weren't able to do, as you mentioned, on the 3rd and 3. But you want to use the clock a little bit. Remember, Philadelphia never used the timeout during that sequence. They were forced to because there was an injury. So I guess technically they used the timeout. And so still only 28 seconds burned off the clock. You gave the ball back to Philadelphia with 1:25 to go. And luckily they were able to make a play. Ogletree had the pressure. Leonard Williams batted a football down. So they didn't lose the game in regulation. Though I guess that would have been a better thing because you would have been able to go to sleep maybe 25 minutes earlier. So I guess that's the negative. Maybe it would have been better off just losing the game in regulation.
Right.
But I thought the play calling on that final drive.
But it wasted a little time in the overtime, though.
Yeah, but still, but think about it, Joe.
It's true.
The commercial.
No, I know.
The coin toss.
I know.
The plays they have to run. The Giant fan could have been put out of their misery 20 minutes earlier.
Right. As us, too.
Yeah, everybody. Everybody watching.
Right.
And I got to hear this Monday Night Crew act like, oh, what a night for Eli Manning. What a redemption story. What redemption story? Eli Manning's won 2 Super Bowls. No one is going to give a damn about what he did on a Monday night against the Eagles in a season in which the Giants are beyond pathetic.
Right. Where they're right now 2-11.
2-11.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
2-11, and I don't know if they're beating Miami or Washington.
Yeah, I don't know. They're favored, by the way, 3 points.
Great.
No, I'm just saying. I was a little surprised by that.
Super. Fine. They probably should be favorites. They should be. Not by a lot, they aren't.
I don't know if they're better than the Dolphins right now.
Well, I don't think they're better, but you got to look at where the game is. And,
home field always gives you
about 3 points.
Right.
So if they're three-point favorites, they're basically telling you they're equals.
Then they play, Washington after that? And then the final game against the Eagles, right?
And who knows what that game means?
Yeah.
It's funny. Watching the Eagles last night, and I've been consistent. They're going to win the division. They're going to win the division.
No.
My confidence was very shaken, even after victory, with what I saw last night.
Sure.
First of all, they need another wide receiver besides, Greg Ward. They need someone. Everybody's hurt right now.
Everybody.
And so they're relying on all these tight ends. Zach Ertz is tremendous. We know that.
No, he's terrific.
He's outstanding.
And Goddard's a good player, too. I mean, he's good.
He's not bad.
No, he's good.
And they made Boston Scott look pretty good, and Miles Sander and Jay Ajayi is getting the ball occasionally. But right now, if the Eagles weren't in the NFC East or the NFC East wasn't this bad, we would have viewed this game last night similar to the Jet-Dolphin game, just two lousy teams playing each other.
Yep. Pretty much.
But because Philadelphia is right there, and they certainly can win this division, it's right in front of them, we looked at it differently. But at the end of the day, the Eagles were a bad team. The Giants lost to a bad football team last night in a game in which they could have won and they should have won.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I can't add anything to what you just said there. They lost to a bad team in a game they could have and should have won. That pretty much sums it up.
Now, if you want to make yourself feel better, and you could do this, I think, with any team. We could do it as Jet fans. You could do it as Giant fans. You can look at individuals, young individuals, and say, hey, I'm encouraged by this. You can be encouraged by Darius Slayton. That looks like a fine by gentleman.
He looks like he does.
I think at times you can be encouraged by Julian Love, who's actually getting a chance to play.
Yep.
Yeah, that's encouraging.
Even Jones, you could be encouraged by him.
Well, he wasn't playing, but
I mean, as far as just the overall general picture of it.
Dexter Lawrence?
Right.
I think
right.
you can be encouraged by him.
Yep.
But I don't think anybody was encouraged by Sam Beal last night.
Well, he did change it up a little bit, Betcher, yesterday with Jenkins.
He did.
He had Jenkins playing in the slot.
Yes.
Instead of just being out, if you want to say, on an island against one guy.
And Janoris made a couple of good tackles in this game,
too.
So, look, you can always find some positives. But the overriding negative is that this team stinks.
Yep.
They blew a game they should have won against what is right now a bad football team.
Yep.
The coach is awful.
Well, their record is 6-7. I mean, that's the record.
Yeah. And they don't even feel that good.
No.
And the one positive may be, the coach is going to be gone. That's great. Now you got to go find the good one. They didn't find a good one after they got rid of Ben McAdoo.
No.
In fact, we could sit here and certainly argue correctly that they got worse. Because at least with Ben McAdoo, they had one good year. Everybody kills him for benching Eli, which was stupid.
He didn't even get through the second year.
Couldn't even finish the season. And I get it. He lost the locker room. He did. No doubt about it. But 50 years from now, when we're looking back at all the different Giant coaches and someone says Ben McAdoo versus Pat Shurmur.
Right.
Everybody's going to say, McAdoo is better. They made the playoffs that one year. What the hell have we seen from Shurmur?
No, we've seen none. I think his record is now, 7-22 with the Giants?
Horrible.
I think that's the number. 7-22.
Horrible.
Pretty bad.
Horrible.
Yep.
And I guess the other positive is, on a Monday night, they weren't completely embarrassed. They didn't get blown out 42-3.
It was a competitive game. Obviously, it was a good game. I mean, it was went right down to went into overtime, so you had that. if that means anything.
No, it means nothing.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm only saying it in
Maybe if you're just like, you know, like us, if you're just an NFL fan, at least we saw a game that went right down to the wire.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think as a Giant fan, you're miserable going to sleep.
How could you not be?
Last night at 12:30, miserable. If you even did.
If you did.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe you never did. We'll talk to Carl Banks, get his opinion on what we saw last night.
What if he went to sleep last night?
I don't think. I'm going to bet on he probably
They showed the play with Carl and Randall last night. Did you see that before the game?
Of course.
Because Randall was there. I guess he flipped the coin, whatever he did.
Yeah, they honored him last night.
Right.
A nice ceremony for him last night.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.